Chapter 1. Shopping Therapy. Callie floats into my condo like the effervescent butterfly that she is and stands before me sporting a hot pink boucle miniskirt with a matching cropped blazer. Her heels are at least 5 inches high, and the points on the toe boxes are so sharp she could kill cockroaches in the corners of the room. If I had cockroaches, that is. She takes one look at me and huffs.
What the hell's the matter with you? It's like...
She checks her gold Cartier watch and reports.
Like almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Why are you still in PJs?
I'm depressed, I mumble, curling my blanket up tighter to my chest on the couch.
No, honey, you're not depressed. You're bummed. Big difference. Get up and get dressed. I'm taking you out for a late lunch. Or early dinner. Whatever.
She declares while gesticulating with her hands on either side of her head. I'm not up to it, Callie. Can you just let me wallow for a day? Callie parks herself next to me on the couch, shifts the blanket away from around my feet and smacks my heels with her hands so I'll move them.
Babe, this is not like you. I know you're feeling weird about being divorced, but shit happens to the best of us. I've been through this twice. It sucks ass. But you need to find your vibe and move on.
I sit up straighter on the couch with my back against the armrest. I weave the blanket edge between my fingers as I try to articulate how I'm truly feeling. Did I let go of the only man I've ever loved for my own selfish needs? I look over to Callie, and she expresses a loud sigh, then nods.
Yes.
She pulls my feet up over the top of her lap, then rubs my toes between her fingers to massage them.
But hear me out. Wants are selfish. Needs aren't. Needs have to be met. That's why you two were quietly quitting your marriage for the last 5 years.
She's right. How did I not see this until now?
What were your options? Cheat on him to get what you need, or divorce and try to find someone else to fulfill you? You did the right thing, Liv.
Callie's massaging of my toes got firmer and firmer until I had to retreat them from her death grip and sharp fingernails. She meant well. Holy hell. I thought she was going to break a few of my toes off. I nod again and resign to her common sense rant being exactly what I needed to hear. Okay, you're right. I'll get in the shower. Where do you want to eat?
Somewhere close. My fucking feet are killing me in these shoes.
I smile and laugh at her. She'll wear anything that makes her look like she stepped off the pages of Vogue magazine, even if it means sacrificing a few toes, like she did mine.